Welcome back to another episode of Sundays with Jeff Miller. It's great to be here with you today. We're going to talk about our sit and starts for this upcoming weekend for your fantasy football team. But first, a few things to get to. I want to help everybody out a little bit. If you're 0-2 and you're going into this week 3, the question comes up, is 0-2 a death sentence? Now, In the NFL, since 1990, only 30 of 265 teams, which is 11.3%, who start 0-2 have actually made the playoffs. So, good news, in fantasy football, things are different. You have a better opportunity to make the playoffs in fantasy football and actually win a championship and not even be the first place team. So, keep that in mind. But 4 of those teams actually went to the Super Bowl, and 3 of them won the championship and 1 lost. The teams that won were the 1993 Cowboys, 2001 Patriots, and the 2007 Giants. And the team that lost was the 1996 Patriots. So there is hope. These 3 players started out last year, 2021, poorly, and I wanted to share them with you because I'm going to tell you where they started out in the first 2 weeks and where they ended up. So the first one is quarterback number 18, who happened to be Josh Allen, and he only scored 17.4 fantasy points per average in his first 2 games. He finished number 1 at the quarterback position and averaged 29 points per game. Jonathan Taylor was RB24. And had 12 points per game, ended up number 2 with 22.1 points per game. And then at tight end, how about tight end 17 the first 2 weeks of last year? Mark Andrews, 7.9 points per game. Where did he finish? Number 1 at the tight end position at 17.7 points per game. Now, here are the players I think in some of the positions really quick that I think could actually have that potential. TJ Hockenson, currently sitting at 21 with 6.7 points per game. His offense is really improved this year, and I think he's going to become more involved as the season progresses. Tight end Dalton Schultz, who is ranked 16, definitely has a potential at 8 points per game. How about running back Dalvin Cook? He's my favorite there. He's sitting at 29 right now and only 10.7 points per game, but that offense should be better. They had a rough week last week against Philadelphia, but they're going to bounce back. They're playing the Lions this week, so Dalvin Cook becomes one of those players that could end up in that area. And then how about quarterback? I named these 2 guys, but I'm not really sure I feel that it's going to happen. But Kirk Cousins is at number 19, 18.4 points per game, and then Russell Wilson at 22 with 16.9 points per game. Both are pretty established quarterbacks. Hopefully their offenses improve. And I think the thing that's interesting about these 2 particular players is they're both playing for new coaches this year. So I look for them to do much better in the second half of the season. And the first half's going to be a struggle. But they'll get through it and they'll become the quarterbacks that we want them to be. And you should be able to pick them up relatively cheap because people will start cutting them. There you go. Wide receiver. I do have a couple wide receivers. Debo Samuel, who's currently at 14.2 points per game and ranked 28th. And Terry McLaurin with 13 points per game, who's ranked 33rd. And the reason for Debo is everything. I mean, he's doing exactly what he did last year, running the ball, catching the ball. And now that Garoppolo's the quarterback, he played pretty well with Garoppolo. So I look for him to just improve, and I think he's going to take off. So hold on to Debo, and good luck with him. And then Terry McLaurin, that offense is really throwing the ball around a lot in Washington, and they're going to be in a lot of shootouts this year. So I look for him to be one of those players who could also bounce back and shoot up the charts. Looking at our games for this weekend and some of our starts and sits, we got New Orleans at Carolina. For New Orleans, my sits are Jameis Winston and Alvin Kamara and also Taysom Hill. And by the way, Kamara's limited, so he's been questionable. So I'm not gonna play him if I have an option that I think is considerably better. And Taysom Hill, really interesting because he went from like 26% snap count to 9%. And everybody picked him up and bid high on him in waivers. So it'll be interesting to see if he bounces back. But he's going to be a sit player for me. And then my starters are Michael Thomas with his 20.6 points per game. You have to play him. And another one, Chris Olave. You got to get him into your lineups. 10.6 points per game. I know that's not great, but he's had 13 targets, and his air yards are fantastic. So those are two that I would start. Now over in Carolina, I'm sitting Anderson, and I'm going to sit Mayfield. Yes, Anderson and Mayfield. And I'm going to start McCaffrey. He's got a 95% snap rate, 15.8 point per game. This week he's a little banged up, but I still think he's going to perform well. And we can work with 15.8 points per game, right? I know it might be your RB1, but you can still work with that. And then DJ Moore, 99% of the snaps. He's only got 11.7 points per game, but he's averaging 14.3 yards per catch. I'm going to stick with DJ Moore and keep him on my roster. I'm going to keep playing him. I think he'll break out too. Then we go on to Houston at Chicago. Now, it's going to be really windy in Chicago again. We know what happened a couple weeks ago with the rain. So I am sitting for Houston. Pierce, even though he played 62% of the snaps last week, he's only averaging 6.8 points per game. Not good enough to be an RB 1, 2, 3 for me. And O.J. Howard is up to 3 targets now, and he still only has those 2 touchdowns in 2 games. So I'm not really going to play him either. I am going to start Cooks with 89% of the snaps. He's been targeted 11 times per game. That's his average. And I think he's the best player on that offense so far. So I'm going to stick with Cooks in this particular game because I think they can score against Chicago. My sits for Chicago, I'm sitting Mooney until he proves it. I cannot play him, and I'm going to sit Justin Fields for Chicago. I am going to start, however, Montgomery. Last week he had 17 touches, 136 yards. He hasn't got any TDs yet, but he's performing pretty well, kind of what we expected. And against this Houston defense, he should be able to at least perform to that level and possibly throw a touchdown in there this week, which might help also. Kansas City at Indianapolis, I am going to sit Juju Smith and Mecole Hardman. I'm also going to sit Pittman because of his quad injury, and he has still been limited at least through Thursday's practices, so I'm a little bit concerned about him. I am going to start for Kansas City, Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Even though he's only got 42% snap share, he's averaging 19.1 points per game, and that's just really good. So 22 touches in 2 weeks isn't a lot, but he's done a lot with his touches. So I'm going to continue to ride that as well, as long as he's on the hot side, right? Travis Kelce, Mahomes, obviously you're starting those guys. And we're going to start Taylor. Even though he had a rather weak performance last week, he's had 35 touches first week, and then in week two he goes to 10 touches. And he's 75% of the snaps he's playing. So yes, I'm going to get him on the field again this week. I'm not going to shy away from Jonathan Taylor. Buffalo at Miami. Now this game is really interesting. I was actually talking with one of my sons, and he's got Tua in both leagues, and I think he was thinking about sitting him. And I actually started out kind of putting him on my sit list, but with the news that's coming out of Buffalo in the last couple days, with the back end of that defense is really, really banged up, quite a few guys not playing, I would recommend you sit Tua. Now, last year, he did not perform really well against Buffalo. He had 0.52 points in one game, and then the game that was at Buffalo, only 16.2. But I'm going to play him. I think after what he did last week, anybody that throws 6 touchdowns, even if he regresses 50% and throws 3, he's still going to be a good start, right? I'm also starting Hill and Waddle, a great 1-2 tandem, and you never know which one of those guys is going to take off, so you have to start both of them. For Buffalo, I'm sitting Singletary in his 10.5 points per game. I'm sitting Davis because of the ankle injury. Still not sure from what I seen on videos yesterday. Still looks a little weak. I'm not sure if he can prolong and play the whole game. So I'm going to give him one more week to heal. Knox, one game versus Miami last year, only 9.7 points. So I'm gonna sit him. He has not been particularly a great start yet in Buffalo. You start Allen. Last year at Miami, 21.7 fantasy points. I just want you to know last year at home against them, it was 33.5. So if he lands somewhere in the middle, you might be looking at around 28 fantasy points. He's still a start, but I just wanted you to know where he's coming from. And then, of course, you're going to start Diggs. But last year, 15.5 points per game. He's playing better than last year this year. I think he scores more points this week. Just want to keep it honest and up front for you. How about Detroit at Minnesota? I am going to sit in Detroit. Hockenson, in his 6.7 points per game, he's only had 7 catches with 12 targets for 64 yards, no touchdowns. He's going to improve, but I'm still going to give it a few weeks. If I've got somebody else that I can start ahead of him, that's what I'm going to do. My sits for Minnesota, I am sitting Thielen in his 3.5 fantasy points per game last year versus Detroit. I'm sitting Kirk Cousins with his 20.5 fantasy points per game last year versus Detroit because I think Detroit's playing better. I'm going to start in Minnesota, Cook, and he was out both games last year, so it'll be interesting to see how he does, but Philadelphia ran the ball pretty well against Detroit, so we'll see. I think that Cook's a good start, and I also think that I would be starting Smith and Jefferson, I mean Irv Smith, the tight end, not Devontae, Irv Smith at tight end. I'm going to start him against Detroit's defense, who is allowing the 7th most passing yards and 3 TDs so far this year, and those two are so far the best two receivers on the Minnesota team. Also, I'm going to start Swift with his ankle injury. He should be closer to week 1's performance than week 2 in usage this week, so his 21.6 fantasy points per game, yeah, you're going to play him. Even with a bum ankle, I think he'll do better. It seems as though it's feeling better. Baltimore at New England, I'm sitting Dobbins, and I'm sitting Jacoby Myers for New England. I am going to start Bateman. That's hard for me to say. He's got a 63% snap share, which as far as the receivers on that team goes, it's number one. 6 catches, 12 targets, 167 yards, but he's had a touchdown each week. He's averaging 17.4 per game, so you are going to start Bateman, and you're also going to start Damian Harris for New England. He's in the RB2 conversation, so I think he's still a solid start compared to most running backs out there. Cincinnati at the New York Jets, we've got some sits. I'm going to sit Hayden Hurst if I've got him. He's questionable. He's a little banged up after last week's game. Didn't practice, I think, Tuesday, Wednesday. Participated in a full practice Thursday. Was limited on Friday. It kind of looks iffy to me, so I'm going to try to start somebody else if I have him. For the New York Jets, Corey Davis is in a similar situation, so I'm going to sit him. I'm going to start Burrow, Chase, and Higgins, of course, for Cincinnati. And then the New York Jets, I'm going to start Wilson. I'm starting Moore. And I'm going to start Conklin. Conklin's one of those tight ends that I would replace. He's got 16 targets in 2 weeks, 10 catches, 56 yards, and 1 touchdown. That's 10.8 points per game. I'm going to give him a start this week against Cincinnati's defense. Las Vegas at Tennessee, my sits. Jacobs is out. He didn't even travel with a team. I'm not willing to take a risk on Carr. For Tennessee, I'm going to sit Tannehill, Woods, and Burks this week. The only player for Tennessee I'm starting is Henry. Las Vegas' defense has allowed like the 3rd most fantasy points to running backs through 2 weeks, so I'm going to give Henry a start. I look for a bounce back week from him. I am also going to start Waller with his 14.5 points per game. He's had 14 targets in 2 weeks, 10 catches and a TD, and 129 yards. So that's a nice start of the season for Waller. And then Adams, we're going to look for a bounce back week. He's playing 96% of the snaps, 24 targets, 12 catches, 153 yards. Had a touchdown in each week, so 2 touchdowns. His week 1 performance, 30.1. Week 2, 9.2. We're looking for a bounce back week from Davante Adams this week. How about Philadelphia and Washington? Philadelphia and Washington. In Philadelphia, I really don't have anybody I'm concerned about. Sitting, I'm starting Sanders. He's playing 66% of the, actually, not playing. He has 66.7% of the touches for the backfield for Philadelphia. I'm going to continue to use him. Devontae Smith bounced back last week with 15 points. 7-7, 80. he's going to continue to perform well. Hurts has only thrown one touchdown pass. I look for that to change this week. And who do I look for it to change for? I think Dallas Goedert has an opportunity to get on the board. Washington is allowing the third most fantasy points per game, 119 yards per game to running backs. Something else I threw in there. But Goedert, he's averaging 18 yards per catch. Only 11.6 fantasy points per game, but he's got 8 catches on 10 targets and 142 yards. Now, here's something interesting about him, too. He also had 2 catches for roughly 40 yards, I think, maybe 30 yards, that were called back in the last game. So that moves him up the list. Now, over in Washington, couple questions. Do you start Wentz? I do start Wentz. He's tied for first in passing TDs, and he's second in passing yards. Yeah, I think that you have to give him a start in this game. Remember what Jared Goff did against Philadelphia, right? I see a similar performance here out of Carson Wentz. And Gibson, yes, I'm going to start him. He's playing 60% of the snaps. He's averaging 19 touches per game and 85 yards. He's as good as a receiver as he is a running back. He's going to be all over the field in this particular game. They're going to have to use him that way in order to move for the offense to move. And of course, I'm going to start all the receivers in Washington. They're all doing well enough that you can't sit McLaurin or Samuels or Jahan Dotson if you got them. Go ahead and play them all. This should be a shootout kind of game. Jacksonville at the LA Chargers. My sits for Jacksonville, Lawrence, and ETN. Do you know that ETN only has 13 carries this year? I'm starting his counterpart, James Robinson. He's had 34 carries, and he's had all 5 of the red zone opportunities for Jacksonville's offense, where ETN has not had one yet. 17.9 points per game for Robinson. I'm also starting Kirk. I know people I've read that have set him. I'm playing him. 21.8 points per game. He's earning his $20 million. 18 targets, that's 9 per week. 12 catches, that's 6. 195 yards, yeah. You know, 95 yards plus per week, and 2 TDs, a TD each week. You have to play Christian Kirk. And another one this week I'm looking at, if I'm streaming and I needed a tight end, Evan Ingram, 70% of the snaps, 7 of 8 on last week, 7 catches, 8 targets, 46 yards, only 11.6 fantasy points, but he actually looked like he was part of the offense. That's the reason I would go with him. And now the LA Chargers, the only thing I can say about the LA Chargers is obviously it's going to depend on Herbert, right? If Herbert can play and he can actually throw the ball. He got banged up last week. Keenan Allen is kind of questionable. We're not sure if he's going to go, but if Herbert doesn't go, it doesn't matter if Allen goes. And then you have Williams and Everett, both of those guys still dependent upon how Herbert plays. The only guy in that offense that I would actually say I am going to start this week currently is Eckler, because yes, he's going to get the ball one way or the other no matter who quarterbacks, and he's going to get opportunities to run the ball. So that's what I see there. Atlanta at Seattle. I'm sitting everybody. No, I'm just kidding. I am sitting my favorite tight end in the league, Pitts, with his 3.9 fantasy points per game, his average of 2 catches on 5 targets and 19 yards per game over 2 weeks is just not good enough to put him in your lineup. And yes, he's going to have a good week, and everybody's going to go, oh, I told you. Yeah, well, he's going to have to get about 40 points to make it right. And maybe he will this week. Maybe he will, but I don't think so. I am going to start Drake London and his 18.5 points per game. Again, averaging roughly 10 targets, 7 catches per game, 80 yards receiving, and he's got a touchdown over the course of the 2 weeks. And also, here's a borderline guy, Cordarrelle Patterson versus Seattle's defense. Now, they have allowed 219 rushing yards to running backs this year, so that's roughly 110 yards a week. And Patterson seems to be the RB1 there, so you know, if you're on the fence with anybody, he could be a really good start for you this week. Over in Seattle, I'm sitting Penny and Walker because nobody knows who the real RB1 is right now, which was kind of sad to see, in my opinion, for a team that's struggling to move the ball. They just don't seem to know what their identity is. And as far as my starts for Seattle, if you're going to start anybody here, you might start Metcalf and Lockett. They definitely have had alternating weeks, but Atlanta's defense allowed the Rams 272 receiving yards last week and three touchdowns. Metcalf, though, only has 8.5 fantasy points per game, but last week Lockett had 19.7 fantasy points, and Lockett had a pretty good connection with Geno Smith last year. So those two are kind of iffy for me, but if they're going to have a good week, this is probably the week that they should be able to give you the fantasy points you need and at least hit their projection on their totals. L.A. Rams at Arizona. I am going to sit Akers and Henderson, and I'm also going to sit Allen Robinson. He's going to be going up against Brian Murphy, and he held Devontae Adams last week to two catches, 12 yards, and one TD. I'm not looking for Allen Robinson to have a really good week this week, and I am going to start Tyler Higbee and his 11.5 points per game, averaging 10 targets and six catches over the first 2 weeks of the season. In Arizona, I'm sitting Connors. Not sure that injury is going to be making him healthy enough to be a go this week. I would start Marquise Brown, 13.6 points per game. Last week, he had 11 targets, six catches, 68 yards, and Ertz had eight catches on 11 targets and 75 yards. This is what we expected from both these guys. They didn't get a touchdown, but you throw a touchdown on the total of either one of them and you're looking at 20 fantasy points per game. I would play both of those players. Green Bay at Tampa Bay. This is going to be a brutal game for both teams. I am sitting Rodgers. I'm also going to sit A.J. Dillon. The only Green Bay Packer I'm going to play is Aaron Jones, and even that is questionable because Tampa Bay's defense is so good. He's not only going to have to run the ball this week, he's going to have to catch it, but he had three catches last week for 38 yards and a touchdown, 32 fantasy points last week. He had 15 rushes, 132 yards, and a TD. So I'm going to play Aaron Jones just because he's a versatile player and somebody's going to do something for Green Bay and he's the most likely candidate. I'm sitting Tom Brady in his 12.9 points per game. Not good enough. I'm starting Fournette. He's the only Tampa Bay player I'm starting. 45 rushes in 2 weeks. That's what, roughly 22 and a half. 192 yards. You know, that's 95 yards a week. He hasn't had a touchdown yet. That's due. And he hasn't really been catching the ball. But I think this week, with the status of their team, he probably will have a few more catches than he has in the last few games, or the last two games anyway. San Francisco at Denver, I am sitting Ayuk and Kittle. Kittle is coming back for the first week. I look for him the next few weeks to improve, but I'm going to give him a week to get his foot under his grounding there, his feet underground. I am starting Samuel. I talked about it a little bit earlier. His 14.2 points per game, 12 touches per game, 163 total yards, and one touchdown. Debo is definitely in the mix and going to perform well for San Francisco. I think the having Garoppolo actually helps him. Denver, I'm sitting Wilson. He's only averaging 17 points per game. Russell Wilson, I'm not playing. I'm not playing Gordon either at running back. He's just not getting enough touches. I would, however, consider continuing to start Javonte Williams. Last week, 15 touches for 75 yards. And week one, he actually had 12 targets and 11 catches and 65 yards. You're probably asking me why I'm combining the two, because that was the best. 1 week was better at running, 1 week was better at receiving. If he puts those both together, that's what I'm kind of hoping for him this week, and maybe he gets that first touchdown this year. I'm starting Javonte Williams. And then Cortland Sutton, you can't sit him. Averaging 9 targets, averaging 6 catches, just under 100 yards each game, no touchdowns. Look for him to get a touchdown. And again, you've got a player that's going to put up 21, 22 fantasy points for your fantasy team. And last but not least, Dallas at the New York Giants. I am sitting Elliott and his 5.9 points per game. I'm sitting Dalton Schultz for a week with his 8 points per game and the injury that he sustained. I'm not really sure he's 100%. However, I would start Pollard. Last week he had four catches on seven targets for 55 yards, and then he had 9 rushes for 43 yards and a touchdown, 19.8 fantasy points. He continues to be the most versatile player on that Dallas team. I'm going to play Tony Pollard this week. And my sits for the Giants is everybody. And the only person I'm starting on the Giants is Barkley. And I'm hoping that he gets back to week one where he scored 33.4 points instead of week two where he scored 11.8. That's it for this podcast for our sit and starts. Good luck to your fantasy teams this week. Remember, it's only fair if you share. Bye.